Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
So let's talk some dogs.
It's time for the Dooley Report with Barbara Dooley. Brought to you by Kroger. Fresh for everyone on Dukes and Bell.
Barbara, last week, tough. I mean, that was tough, wasn't it?
No, it was disgusting.
Oh.
I'm going to tell you what. I first of all, can't believe we had a blackout game when we've never won a blackout game. Mm. I did not want to wear black, but I did. Mm. And it was horrible. And then, secondly, as long as I lived with the coach, he always said, you almost never leave points on the field. And we left a few points on the field when we kicked the field goal. I mean, when we didn't kick the field goal in the fourth quarter.
Right.
I can't second guess Kirby. I mean, he's won two national championships back to back. But I honestly wanted to walk across the street and say, Kirby, what's going on in your brain?
Take the points.
Barbara Dooley's with this guy. Brought to you by Kroger. Yeah, the blackout against Auburn was good. The subsequent blackout, Alabama, never really a good idea. Kirby, 107-13, as Barbara knows, against all other college football teams, but 1-7. Barbara, it's a thing. So I mean,
it's psychological. It is totally psychological. Man. And do you realize that they broke our 33-streak game home record?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I can't believe Alabama came in and did that. And we could not, for some reason, the first quarter, or really the first half, it didn't even look like we could play. We couldn't make a third down. We couldn't do anything. But I don't know what Kirby does at halftime. But Alabama, I don't think they scored the second
half.
Nope,
they didn't. Nope.
So why didn't he do that at the beginning of the game? Whatever he does at halftime.
it's something dog fans were asking. Like, why can we start the game like this? Because they came out hot, right?
Right.
Yeah, they did. They wanted to beat us. Yeah, they did. And we couldn't make a third. What? They made
13,
how many third downs?
13 and 19.
Oh, come on.
Yeah.
Yep.
And how many did we make? None.
No.
Five. Two.
We had some.
You know, this is what Vince used to come home to.
Right.
And he would say, Barbara, I know what the people of Georgia are thinking now. You've just told me.
True.
Because he said, I echoed the people of Georgia. Because I didn't know a damn thing about it. But I always questioned him about everything he did. So anyway, I'm not married to Kirby, thank God. He doesn't have me in my mouth. But there are questions I'd like to find out.
Let me ask
you. Do you think that was Kirby or do you think that was Bobo?
I think, you know, I was just going to ask you if Coach Dooley ever said, came home one day, if he confided in you, that maybe you need to make some changes with his staff over all those years. I think they might need a new approach, Barbara, to your point. Maybe more on defense than offense.
Yeah, but Kirby's a defensive coach. Come
true.
On. Mm.
Yeah.
I mean, he's a master at defense.
No, he is. He is. As I said last week in defending him, or maybe it was earlier this week, you know, he holds up one hand. He's got four rings when he was a defensive coordinator with Nick Saban. There's no debating. There's no debate what you're saying. Let me say this about that. It's an interesting question, Barbara. Barbara Dooley, our guest here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, brought to you by our friends at Kroger. And we do this every week. Dogs have Kentucky coming up. We're going to talk about that in a second. But you just said, do we think it was Kirby or Bobo? Guys, there are times where your offensive or defensive coordinator is trying to convince the head coach that it is the right decision.
Right.
He's on the headset going, coach, let's go for it. Coach, we got to get this. Let's go. I got to play. Let's go. So I don't know if Bobo did that, but Barbara, you know this, being married to Vince for all those years and being a part of this program and building it, it still comes back on the head coach.
It does.
Even if Bobo was like, let's go, we got to get it, coach, let's get it, and then you don't get it, everybody still points the finger at the head man.
Yeah, they do. But let me ask you this. Would you have kicked the field goal?
Yes.
Hell yeah.
Because
not
of the
just yet.
Because of the way, for me, the way the game was going. It had nothing more to do than, you know what? Tie the game up. Defense is stout. You just said it. We've shut them down.
We did.
Let my defense go to work here, and let's see what happens. I would have, but again, that's why Mike and I have been second-guessing.
I would have gone for it. I just didn't like to play, Barbara. I just hated the play. Didn't like the call.
Well, I wasn't going to say that. I was biting my tongue, but I'm not saying any more about it.
Let's talk about Kentucky.
No. What did you think of the play? What did you think of the play call? Weak side with Cash behind two freshmen blocking.
For me, it wasn't the play, Barbara. It was the personnel. I didn't feel like we had the best personnel in there.
Well, we had freshmen. And may I say, I felt so sorry for the kid running down the field, wide open. Gunnar Stockton hits him right in the numbers with a ball, and it goes through his hands. I look at the program. He's a freshman.
Yep.
I'm going, no wonder he was wetting his pants. He was so afraid.
Taylor is the boy's name. Yes, ma'am.
Oh, my gosh. I just couldn't believe it. He's scared to death.
Yeah. Big moment. Big moment. All right.
Big moment.
All right.
Look, all right, Kentucky.
Yes. All right. Because we have to get past this. And Barbara Dooley, you know, you can't let one loss turn into two because you're so distraught about maybe winning the game or what you didn't do last week. You've got to be able to move forward. We know this. Last year, Kentucky, look, Dogs went up there. They barely made it out alive, right?
One point.
It was crazy.
Right.
So this year, I don't think Kentucky is as good as they were. Offensively, they're struggling. But Kirby always talks about Mark Stoops' teams being physical. What do you think happens on Saturday?
Well, I think they're physical. They are. And Kentucky is always, it has always been, even though we controlled them for many years, they were always in the ball game. And I will never forget in 1977 when Prince Charles, you weren't even born.
But I wasn't, yes.
The King of England now was on our field.
Right.
Did I ever tell you this story?
You've alluded to it. You never told us the story, but let's hear it.
Well, I was so excited that I was going to meet Prince Charles. And Vincent said, you are not going to meet Prince Charles. I'm meeting him at halftime. We're meeting on the field with the Kentucky coach. I think it was Fran Kersey. And I said, oh, yes, I am. I want to meet him. I want Vincent's, and he would never let me or our children do anything that the other staff could not do. He said, no, you're not going down there because none of the other wives are getting to go. Well, I was pouting, and I was sitting up in the stands watching the halftime, and out walks the prince, and can you believe one of his coaches brought his wife? On the field. Now, you think I wasn't mad? Oh, my gosh. But what was the funniest thing? He came home to tell me about it. And he said,
and I'm not going to mention his name, but he said, Coach so-and-so, we're in the middle of shaking hands with the prince, and he reaches in his pocket and says, hey, Prince, you want a piece of gum?
Barbara, come on.
At least he didn't call him Chuck.
Come on. Did he? That really happened?
That really happened.
Oh, my goodness.
That, it was the funniest thing. But, you know, Vince was so embarrassed that his coach
right.
would ask the prince if he wanted a piece of gum. And I might say he said, no, thank you.
Oh, my God. I was going to say, did Irk Russell have his dress T-shirt on for the prince's arrival?
That is great.
Oh, man.
Barbara Dooley joining us, brought to you by our friends at Kroger. It's dogs, Kentucky dogs at home this weekend. Barbara, they're going to bounce back. They'll be fine. Learning moments in that Alabama game for this young Georgia team. We forget, I know you don't, it's a young Georgia team. This is not Kirby's most
That's
experienced
right.
team, you know?
Well, and I'm going to venture to say that by the end of the season, every team in the SEC will have lost one.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Right.
Yeah, I don't think anybody goes undefeated. I'm with you.
No, I don't. But every week is going to be a big-time challenge because the NIL has really divided up the players, don't you think?
Yeah. There's no more depth like Kirby had when he went back-to-back championships.
That's right. That's exactly right. So it's not recruiting – as I told somebody the other day, it's how much money you can pay them. That's the recruiting now.
Yeah. It sounds crazy, but this is the landscape of where we are. I think Kirby's done a really good job of navigating it, but it has changed, and coaches know that, and that's why we're seeing more and more parity. Look, you got to worry about the team in front of you. This week it's Kentucky. Worry about Texas and Ole Miss down the road, Florida. We'll get to that. But this schedule doesn't get any easier. And that's,
nope.
And that's the part about this. You know, when you look at the schedule, you're like, oh, we get a few breaks. Not really.
No. We only have maybe one.
Yeah. Right.
Maybe one. I mean, look at Tech. Can you even believe that?
Yeah. Well, they got a good coach. They got a guy that, you know, he's worked with Kirby. So he's got some of the things he learned from Kirby and from Nick Saban, and they're building on a solid foundation.
They really are. I'm just, every week I get more shocked. But here's to them. Here's to all you Tech people listening.
Yeah.
I'm in your corner now until you play us, but we're coming after you this year.
Very gracious of Barbara right there.
The game's going to be in Mercedes-Benz. Barbara, we love you. Great job, and we will talk to you next week. Go Dawgs.
Go Dawgs.
There she is.
We didn't ask her about covering the spread against Kentucky.
I don't know if she's betting that.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
That one. Well, you know, Kirby and the number. Kirby, anything over 30, this is what, 20, right? 20 and a half?
Yeah, it's big.
It's
big.
Well, one thing, by the way, in all seriousness, we'll talk about Mike Griffith is going to join us from Dog Nation. We'll talk about some of the breakdowns. One of them was a lot of folks have said, looking at the film, is, you know, Gunnar Stockton against his own defense. And can you start hitting these receivers and these playmakers? And we'll get Mike's take later in the show, I think, what, 520? About what he thought, you know, shouldn't have happened between both Bobo and Schumann.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly you know what why people it's not, outside of Cleveland you know, think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.